I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Six believers in Libya could soon face the death penalty for sharing their faith. Libya's constitution guarantees religious freedom to non-Muslims. However, it also defines Islam as the state religion. But the constitution's loose wording provides space for persecution. According to the Voice of the Martyrs Canada, the six believers are still waiting for a court date. Ask God to intervene on the believers' behalf. Next, men often take several wives in rural Kenya. When the man dies, his family takes over the estate, and each wife is left to fend for herself and her children. Kenya Hope offers a two-year path to safety through its Widow's Mite program. Widows receive food assistance each month, and they learn marketable job skills. And biblical discipleship happens along the way, too. Today, on International Widow's Day, you can give a woman and her children hope for the future. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.